My name is Sheena Goose. This is an extract from my story, Remember Me. Her cage is cross-shaped, one length barely long enough to form a bed, its wooden floor and wooden bars reinforced with iron. At the far end of the other length, a sheet of sacking forms a curtain for the privy and reveals the mercy of her captors. There she can hide in secret, avoid the curious stares, and stop her ears from rancid comments. The plan was to hang this cage from the castle walls, but pulleys and chains are too expensive and too much trouble for a criminal such as she, so they've put her in this tower instead. No glass in the window, and easy access up the spiral stair for the curious or malicious. The first winter would have killed her if she'd hung outside. Now deep inside, her feelings are chained. If she releases them, they'll carve her mind from her body, leaving behind an empty husk. She has survived. Latin, vivere, to live. Her stepfather promised if she learned her ABCs, the priest would teach her Latin. Latin will take you through doors to a wider world, Isabel. Sure enough, her heart nearly burst when she read about the sacrifice of Roland and the ending of King Arthur. Reading French heated the blood, but reading Latin taught her philosophy and theology. The most dangerous door was learning to think for herself. Vincere, to conquer. French, vaincu. English, vanquished. No one will remember you now, they whispered this morning, when they told her she was being moved. Somewhere far away, shut off from news and rumours, or glimmering hope. The lesson had been learned. The first year she was a novelty, and they came in crowds. The second year, only the soldiers passed the time of day. If she remained in the very centre of the cross, they couldn't reach her with their groping arms, unless they brought sticks. The wood is worn in the centre from her knees. The cage isn't high enough to stand upright. The second year she shut her mind down, unwilling to think. She concentrated on killing. Each louse, each flea, a tiny victory. Latin, Victoria. The third year, her mind began to ramble, digging up the past, unearthing long-forgotten memories, and regarding them with wonder, astonished at the sharpness.